When the offer came to work for Bryant's Technical, he jumped at the chance. It was one of the best-paying IT employers in town and gave him the chance to turn his enjoyment for software development into a career. There had been so many people at the open interview evening 3 weeks previously that he thought the chances of actually getting a job with the company were slim. That he was now sitting at a desk in their offices and about to start work was a surprise, but he intended to make the most of the opportunity. He put Carrie's words out of his mind as he concentrated on the task he'd been instructed to do, but they came back to him that evening. She'd given him the warning and the expectation it would make him want to keep his distance from Mr. Bradley, but the opposite was true. It was men that Oliver preferred when it came to relationships, and that there might be an older, predatory male in the office got his interest. His interactions with his boss over the next couple of weeks were usually brief and businesslike, and he wondered if Carrie had been bullshitting him. There was only one way to really find out, so he started working late in the hope that Mr. Bradley would do the same. It was unlikely anything would happen in a busy office environment, but that might not be the case when the place emptied out in the evening. For the first couple of days, Oliver did nothing more than work a couple of extra hours and then end up going home. He was usually one of the last to leave, and he saw the office was typically almost deserted by around 7:30 in the evening. It was his fifth day of working late when he caught a glimpse of his boss heading in the direction of the restroom at 7:10. His palms became sweaty as he considered following, and he eventually got to his feet to do it. He saw Mr. Bradley was washing his hands at a sink when he walked in the restroom.
"Putting in the hours?"
the older man said when he looked up from what he was doing.
"Yeah?"
Oliver replied as he walked over to the urinals.
"I wanted to get the work I was doing finished as quickly as possible."
"It's good to have someone with that attitude in the office,"
Mr. Bradley said.
"Thanks,"
Oliver said and glanced over his shoulder. It was to the sight of Mr. Bradley watching him in the mirror. His boss was probably more than twice his age of 22, but there was an excitement to having the gaze on him. The chances of anything happening seemed to disappear when his boss dried his hands and headed for the door, but the older man stopped when he got there.
"What time do you finish?"
he asked.
"I usually head off around 7:30,
Oliver replied as he zipped his pants up and turned away from the urinal.
"Same as me," Mr. Bradley replied. "Where do you live?"
The idea that Carrie might actually have been right flitted through Oliver's mind, and a flicker of exhilaration came alive. He gave his address as he moved across to the sinks against the wall.
"You don't live too far from me," Mr. Bradley said. "Come along to my office when you're ready to go, and I'll give you a ride home."
"Oh, there's no need,"
Oliver started, and his hope that he'd be interrupted came true.
"Just come along to my office,"
Mr. Bradley insisted.
"Okay, sure,"
Oliver said as he leaned forward to switch on the water.
"I'll do that."
He was aware of Mr. Bradley leaving the restroom, and a smile played on his lips as he glanced at himself in the mirror. If Carrie was indeed right and his boss made a move on the journey home, he wasn't going to resist it.